from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Well, speaking of good Kikuchi,
hump day for nothing.
Jonathan Alexander joins us, the Houston Chronicle, who's been out in Ohio. How long you been out in Ohio? What, 5, 6, 7 days? You've been out there. It's been over a week, ain't it?
It feels that way. Feels like forever. It's been about 6 or 7 days.
6, 7 days, man. I know you didn't fall into a drink somewhere and met you a nice little young lady somewhere, but no, man, yeah.
I got a lady at the house who might be listening to this, so I just want to keep it that way.
Damn, man!
Ron trying to piss off her guest.
Good and faithful. I was just wondering, but that's a long time to be out there and not enjoying yourself. Well, good for you, good for you. You've been FaceTiming the hell out of her late at night. I'm sure you've been. What have you been seeing? What'd you see today as they get ready for the Steelers coming up? I know. We saw a lot of people not participating in practice today. What'd you see today?
Yeah, quite a few people were missing, including Stephon Diggs and Titus Howard, who both suffered injuries in Tuesday's practice. And today was more of a little bit of walkthrough. So usually during the regular season, the players don't play in walkthrough, and that means they might not play. So I'd expect, even though the Texans are going to play, you know, their starters, a good bit of them won't play, including Kamari Lassiter, who hadn't played all week, Will Anderson Jr., Diggs and Howard, I think, probably won't play, particularly Howard, and a few other starters and key players like Tim Settle and Jeff Okuda. So you're going to see C.J. Stroud still going to be out there. We talked about it. You all asked me about it. I asked D'Amico, and he said, you know, despite the injuries on the offensive line, C.J. Stroud, or he said the starters, he didn't mention C.J. Stroud personally, but he said the starters are still going to play. There's no change in the plans.
What is you mentioned the Diggs situation. Talk us through what happened. I mean, first of all, before we ever get to that point, man, to my knowledge, this is the first practice that Diggs has not been – fully dressed and involved in the practice. So tip my cap to the veteran that has every reason and every ability to go, hey, man, I need every fifth or sixth day off and I need a little bit of that Laramie Tunsil treatment. Tip the cap to that dude for grinding for that many days straight in training camp.
Yeah, I mean, D'Amico talked about it today that he's giving players – but he's monitoring the days they practice and giving players time off. I think that was probably the case for Diggs. He looked like when it happened, it was a deep pass from C.J. Stroud. He had got past the cornerback who was guarding him. I can't remember who it was, but C.J. kind of lofted it up and gave Jimmy Ward enough time to try to make a play on the ball, and they kind of ran into each other. And it seemed like Diggs got the brunt of the fall of the collision. And I think he got the wind knocked out of him because he went back to the sideline. They checked on him. He was good. He ended up coming back. So I think today's him missing today was a little bit more of a precaution. He's a veteran, obviously, and it's going to be a valuable piece to this team, and they want to make sure he stays healthy going into the regular season.
All right, Jonathan Alexander, Houston Chronicle, and he's taking ladies out there. If you're wondering, he is off the market. I'm curious. You heard from D'Amico the last couple of days. You've heard from the offensive coordinator. You've heard from the defensive coordinator. Do you get the sense that the coaching staff feels pretty good where they are right now with the team?
Yeah, I do. Just kind of, you know, there have been ups and downs for both offense and defense. And particularly this week, offense shined on Monday, and then the defense had a dominant performance on Tuesday. So, you know, typically they like that. They don't want it to be one-sided. And I thought early on it was one-sided towards the defense, but the offense has started to get into a little bit of a rhythm. It takes a little bit longer for offenses to get going in training camp. And, you know, finally you're seeing that connection between Stroud and Diggs and Nico Collins and Tank Dell, and that's what you want to see. I think one of the biggest concerns, though, for the Texans is definitely that offensive line. You know, they're dealing with injuries at tackle. You want to make sure that C.J. Stroud has the protection he has to be able to throw it and hit his receivers. But so far, so good. And I think the defense has really surprised me in particular. So I think D'Amico and Bobby talked about it. They like where they're at. And there's still a bit of a ways to go. They still have to work on some things. But I think that'll be ironed out in the upcoming preseason games.
Jonathan Alexander with the Houston Chronicle joining us live from Cleveland, where the Texans are training right now. We talked about this a couple of segments ago about the you know who we're chomping at the bit to see, man. I mean I know a lot of people like to downplay and minimize preseason, man. I absolutely love it, and I'm chomping at the bit to see a couple of guys. But of the guys, let's shift gears. The guys that you know are going to play, or at least you feel like, at least we don't know anything, you feel like are going to get a lot of run. Who's the short list of guys that you're going to have your eye on and looking forward to seeing?
Well, he's not going to get a lot of run, but he's going to get some run. Of course, it's C.J. Stroud. You want to see how he looks out there in his first game action with the new weapons he has. Diggs might not play, but you want to see him make that jump in year two. I want to see John Metchie again. He didn't have a great game that week one, and I think Xavier Hutchinson and Ben Skoranek have made that wide receiver battle a lot tough, and it hasn't made it as clear cut. At first, we were thinking that John Metchie was a lock, but I'm not really sure about that anymore. So I want to see John Metchie because you know the ability that he has and the potential he has. So you want to see him have a good performance. So he's somebody I'm taking a look at as well. And then on the defensive side, you want to see probably I'm going to be looking at Kalen Bullock. Can he do it again? Can he have two really solid performances in a row? The thing coming out of college was his tackling ability, but he forced a fumble and led the team with five tackles. Can he do it again? I think I'm looking at those three players.
All right, that's Jonathan Alexander joining us. He is live out there and been with this team since they made it to Ohio. He'll be there covering them as they take on the Steelers on Friday. Appreciate you joining us.
Of course, thanks for having me.
All right, that's Jonathan Alexander. And I got to say, Jonathan, in terms of NFL, I don't know that we know exactly what John Metchie is skill, like talent-wise. I mean, I remember him at Alabama, and I remember being excited about the pick, but I'm not certain that he has come out and shown us to say, like, all right, man, we know what the skill like. Like Damian Pierce, we know what the skill level is and the talent of what it can be. I mean, this is a guy who, before he got injured, was top 8 in the league in rushing. I don't know. At the NFL level, John Metchie has not really shown, you know, anything for us to bank on to say, well, we know what he's capable of. We know what they thought of him when they drafted him. But yeah. I don't know if we know what he's capable of.
Well, you look at the resume from Alabama, then you look at the second round pick, and there were some promising things coming in. But to your point, there's just been, for me personally, I'll speak for myself, at no point did I think John Metchie was safe, and at no point did I think that there wasn't going to be a hell of a competition for the fifth, sixth receiver spot on this football team. Now you heard him talk about Xavier Hutchinson and Ben Skoranek having good games. I think both of those guys came along and had decent practices in Cleveland as well. And then, you know, you flip Monday, the offense had a good practice, and I think Robert Woods actually got quite a bit of run and made some plays. And so the more from a distance we don't hear John Metchie's name, boy, the tougher it's gonna get. So here we are.
Yeah, he needs him a day. He needs a big day.
Soon.
This is I don't know if there is anybody out there on the team who Friday's game against the Steelers is bigger for. I mean that is what we have heard a lot. Very much what Jonathan said of, hey. I thought it was a lock for John Metchie. Now I'm not so sure.
Right.
He has another one of those performances that could be problematic for him moving forward.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.